honor the law.
Still looking over that description of Harry Thurston?
Yeah, I certainly am, Benton. Yeah, he's one fellow who's got headquarters really worried.
Not exactly worried, but getting prepared.
Yeah, sure. Just in case Thurston should try to pull any jobs.
Calling car 23 at 1489 Wendell Avenue, A458 at 1489
hey, Benton.
Wendell Avenue.
This guy Thurston's been in Europe for the last couple of years, ain't he?
Yes, and I wish he'd stay there. The last time he was in this country, a half million worth of gems disappeared. Disappeared, mind you, Kemp, and not a finger laid on Thurston.
Wow, a half million. No wonder there's a $10,000 reward on his head.
Car 35. Calling car 35.
We're in it again.
Go to 450 South Lexford. Hotel Somerton. And pick up E.L. Perry in lobby at 450 South Rexford, Hotel Somerton. That is all. Wallace.
Hotel Somerton. Hey, you. Yeah, we're heading in the wrong direction, Benton. And turn the car around. Give her a shot of that high-power jazz.
Did you get that, E.L. Perry?
Yeah, and pick him up in the lobby.
Hmm. Wonder what he's afraid of.
Car 35.
Some more for us.
Car 35. Further information on E.L. Perry, waiting in lobby of Hotel Somerton. This man is in the employ of Fay and Company.
Well, that's a jewelry outfit, Benton.
He has in his possession a $25,000 necklace. Company is asking police protection. That is all. Wallace.
Protection, eh? Yeah, Benton, let her out.
All right, Kemp. Hold on to your hat.
Here's your party.
I beg your pardon, but would you ring Mr. Owen?
Owen? Mr. Owen?
Yes, in room 360, I believe.
Your name, please?
E.L. Perry.
Oh, you're Mr. Perry.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Owen's been expecting you. He left word at the desk to send you right up.
Thank you.
Elevators are to your left.
I see. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Thank you, Mr. Walker.
Hotel Somerton. 1 minute. I'll find out if he is.
One temper. That's the operator.
I'm on my way. Oh, good evening.
Oh, good evening, officer.
I wonder if you'd have an E.L. Perry page for us.
Mr. Perry?
Yep.
But Mr. Perry just went up to room 360.
Oh, he did, eh?
I can ring him for you.
No. No, never mind. We'll wait.
What did she say?
Perry's up in room 360.
All right, wait for him, Kemp. You'd better get back to the patrol car in case there's any more broadcasts.
All right, Benton.
I'll be on Friday.
Hotel Somerton. Yes, she is. I'll connect you.
I beg your pardon, miss. There's some mistake.
Mistake?
Mr. Owen isn't in his room.
Not in his room?
Are you sure he left word for me?
Yes, Mr. Owen stopped at the desk about an hour ago. He said to send you right up.
Without ringing?
That's what he said.
Well, he's not in his room now.
Oh, there's someone else waiting to see you.
Me?
That police officer.
Where? What officer?
Right here. Are you Mr. Perry?
Yes, sir.
E.L. Perry?
Yes, sir. Here's my card.
Fay and Company. Yep.
You're the one. Well, come on.
Wait a minute.
No, wait. Tuart, come on. The patrol car is outside.
Patrol car?
What seemed to be the trouble?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, sure, sure. I understand. We won't talk here.
Here?
Here in the lobby, I mean. Wait till we get in the car. You can tell us then.
But I don't want to get in the car.
That's all right now. We don't mind taking you.
Taking me? Taking me where?
Found him, eh,
Benson? My partner, Fred Kemp. Mr. Perry.
How do you do, Perry?
But really, I...
Well, there you are, Mr. Perry, right in the back seat with you there.
Well, really, you'd better let me out.
Don't be a fool, man. We're only trying to help you.
In what way?
By carrying out our instructions broadcast by your company.
Then you're not arresting me?
Arresting you? Man, we're trying to protect you.
Yeah, and that necklace you've got.
I was wondering if you knew about that necklace.
Of course we knew about the necklace.
I was afraid you did.
Car 92.
Police broadcast.
Well, what do you suppose?
At 110 Wilton. At 110 Wilton.
If you don't mind, could I ask a question?
Certainly, Mr. Perry.
Where are you taking me?
Now, don't worry. We're almost there. It's just down at the end of this block. That apartment house, the Maryland.
Oh, you had more instructions?
Yeah, Benton. Another call while you were in the lobby of the hotel.
Maryland? Apartment house?
Yeah. Maryland Apartments. Yeah, there you are.
This place?
That's right.
I get out here? Why?
Well, don't ask me. You ought to know why you live here.
I live here. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What on earth ails that fella?
He's nuts, Benton. Plain nuts.
And they let him loose with a $25,000 necklace.
No wonder Fay and Company asked for police protection.
Car 35.
For us.
Calling car 35. E.L. Perry, picked up in lobby of Hotel Somerton.
What's this?
Is an imposter.
Kemp!
This fellow has stolen a $25,000 necklace. Hold him, boys. That is all. Wallace.
Hold him. Good Lord, we haven't even got him.
Come on, Benton. He just slipped into the apartment house.
I thought the fella acted funny.
Funny?
I'll say he did.
Benton, the door's locked.
Well, don't tear to waste time ringing the bell. The back. Run to the back.
Yeah, I'm coming. He's a slick devil.
And a bold one. Imagine his getting into the patrol with us.
Here, wait a minute. What's this, the side entrance?
Leads down to the basement. Quiet. Quiet there. Kemp, there's someone on the other side of the door. He's trying the door.
Oh, he's bolting it.
Don't let him do that.
It's too late now.
Take your gun and break the glass. Yeah, there, that panel in the door.
Right.
Now can you reach the bolt on the inside?
Yeah, I got it. I got the bolt.
Push the door open. That's it. There he goes. After him.
The stairs. He's making for the stairs.
No, don't shoot him. Hold it.
For the elevator. That's what he's after.
If he makes for the elevators, we'll never catch him.
Yeah, where are you going?
Back to the basement to pull the power switch.
What's all this racing and banging up and down the hall for? I'll have you know I'm manager here.
Yeah, stop that man. Don't let him get in the elevator. Stop him. He's a thief.
A thief?
Stop him.
You want me to stop him?
Well, let go of me. Let go of my arm.
Not so quick. I believe this officer wants you.
You bet I want him.
What has this poor man done?
Poor man, eh? He's just stolen a valuable necklace.
Good gracious.
So this is the smart thief.
I'm not a thief. I'm employed by Fay and Company. I'm a jewelry salesman. I'm Perry.
Perry, is it? Why, he ain't Mr. Perry.
This man is an imposter.
Imposter, am I? Look here, look at these.
And that wallet. Why, he's even stolen my wallet.
Hey, give me back my wallet. That's my wallet.
Here, none of that slugging.
What's going on here? What is it?
Search him, officers. I'll wager anything he's got the necklace with him.
Take your hands off of me. Take them off.
Yeah, and he has. Right in his coat pocket. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a beauty.
So that's the necklace.
Oh, a lovely thing.
Yes, I believe that is the necklace. I don't think he's had time to substitute a paste one. As soon as I discovered the plot, I called my company and they notified the police.
Oh, you're Perry, eh?
Of course he's Perry. Ain't he been living here at the Maryland for the past 6 months? Who did you suppose he was?
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Wagner. The police have to be careful, you know.
Careful? If anything happens to that necklace, I'll sue you.
Nothing's going to happen to the necklace. I'm keeping it, putting it right here in me pocket. But you're going to police headquarters.
If I go to police headquarters, he goes too.
Certainly, and I'll be glad to. Only too happy to go to headquarters. That if anything happens to that necklace, I'll lose my job.
Your job? What about mine?
Shut up. Take him out to the patrol car, Kemp.
I'll meet you at headquarters. I have my own car outside. See you later.
I give up.
Well, it's about time. Go on, Kemp. I'll phone headquarters.
Come on, you.
Oh, no, you don't. What about my glass in that basement door? I suppose you police officers can break anything, and the public pays for it. And us loaded down with taxes already.
Now, Mrs.
Wagner, if you please.
Kemp, take her name and address. I've got a phone. There's one down at the guest.
Mrs. Cecil Wagner, Maryland Apartment, 170 Whitmer.
Mrs. Cecil Wagner. Maryland. Maryland Apartments, huh? 170 Whitmer. There. I got it. Now, come on, you. Yeah. Get the patrol car.
You're making a mistake about me.
Yeah? I'm making a mistake, am I? Now, you can tell all that to Sergeant Reynolds down at headquarters.
Get him, Kemp. Get him.
What are you talking about? I got him.
No. The other one.
What's the matter with you, Benton? You plain crazy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I think I am. Where is he?
Got away. Got away while you were trying to arrest me.
You mean that... Say, how'd you find out?
Well, just called headquarters. Reynolds got suspicious and checked the calls with a jewelry company.
And they were phony?
I'll say they were. But he didn't get away with the necklace.
Don't be too sure about that.
Good Lord. Why, it's gone. We've been robbed. The necklace is gone, Kemp. The scoundrel picked me pocket.
Get in the car, Benton. He can't be far.
Well,
why don't you start the motor?
Wait a minute. What's that?
What's what?
Why, that thing dangling from the steering wheel.
Good night, Benton. The necklace.
And a note. Here's me flash. What's it say?
Well, I'll be darned.
Go on. Don't blink your eyes like an idiot. Read it.
Listen to this. A smart outfit, Fay and Company. You can have them. The pearls are paste.
Paste? Let's have a look at that necklace. He's right. I hadn't noticed. The company did make a substitution.
What else, Kemp? It's signed, My Regards, Harry Thurston.
That other guy was Thurston?
Yeah, Thurston. With a $10,000 reward on his head.
Attention all cars. Calling all cars. Attention all cars. Stand by for special announcement.
Honor the law.